الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات. Last Friday we mentioned that one of the strong and easy methods of receiving rizq from Allah Azza wa Jal and of obtaining abundance of rizq from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is to have tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah is sufficient for him. لو أنكم كنتم توكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. If you were to rely on Allah Azza wa Jal the way he should be relied upon, then he would give you rizq the way he gives rizq to the birds. The birds leave in the morning with empty stomach and they return while their stomachs are full. تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. Tawakkul is the amal of qalb. Yani a person in his heart knows fully, recognizes very clearly. His heart is totally satisfied that Allah is with him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of him. If a person's heart is connected with Allah azza wa jal, Allah will not let him down. Purely people usually help their friends, right, in difficult times. True friends are there to help. If the human being can help just because of friendship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's example is very high. Those who love Allah azza wa jal and those who rely on Allah azza wa jal and those who build a strong connection and a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will certainly help them out. Allah will certainly help them out. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is obligatory upon us to help the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal obliges himself to help those who believe. Today, I thought I will mention one or two things which are also connected with rizq. And sometimes we don't pay attention to it. People usually ask for wazifa. You know, give me a wazifa so that I can have job. Give me a wazifa so that I can have better job. Give me a wazifa so that ta'weez, so that we can have barakah in our shop, barakah in our business. Right? That can be helpful, no doubt, if it has name of Allah Azza wa Jal. If the wazifa has Allah's name, no doubt it can be helpful. If the ta'weez has Allah's name, no doubt it can be helpful. But there is wazifa, there is ta'weez which people suggest, which can be good. But there is ta'weez and wazifa Allah suggested himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, that must be guaranteed. That must be guaranteed. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is suggesting, do this, you will have barakah in your rizq. Do this, you will have barakah in your job. right? Do this, you will have barakah in your business. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla is suggesting something, that must be guaranteed, because Allah always says the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah wipes out riba. Allah Azza wa Jal, He wipes out, He destroys riba. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He increases sadaqat. Two things. One is to be avoided and one is to be done. You see, if you want to be healthy, you have healthy food, right? You do exercise and you do this, you do this. At the same time, you also avoid bad habits. You go to the doctor, doctor asks you, they have default questions. Do you smoke? The first thing they ask is not, do you take vegetables? How many fruits every day you have? That's not the question they ask usually. The first thing they would ask you, do you smoke? Why is that? Because wiqaya is better than ilaj. Al-wiqayatu khayru min al-ilaj. Taking precaution, taking safety measures, doing ihtiyat is better than ilaj. Taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal is not only doing what is good. Taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal is avoiding what is wrong in the first place. Avoiding what is haram in the first place. What is haram to be avoided? But that can only be avoided if we know that it is haram. If we don't know, we might have good intention, but we might be doing haram. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah wipes out riba. Allah destroys riba. Any money which is mixed with riba will have no barakah. Any income which is mixed with riba, no barakah. Any transaction associated with riba, no barakah. Any dealing mixed with riba, no barakah. But in order to avoid it, we have to be very careful and we have to be very much aware of what we are doing all the time. Because sometimes people might commit riba, might do riba not knowing, right? Without knowing. In some countries, people do fixed deposit, a certain amount of money, you put it in the bank, and then you lock that deposit. That I will not take this money for 5 years. I will not withdraw this money for 10 years. I will not withdraw this money for 20 years. I can tell you about India because that is what I know, but it can be applicable to other countries as well. Some people, when they have a daughter born in their family, they get worried. How is she going to grow up? How is she going to be fed? How is she going to be looked after? Right? This worry is connected with jahiliyyah. because people before Islam used to do this. People in the time of Kufr and in the time of Jahiliyyah, when they have a daughter born, rather than being happy and rather than celebrating the birth of a child, they used to get worried and they used to feel shamed. وَمَنْ يُنَشَّوْ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا. When somebody is given the good news of a female daughter, the face used to turn black rather than being bright. The face will go dull and black and gray. So people lock the deposit for 20 years so that when the daughter, you know, is ready for marriage, they can have money of interest so that they can have a big wedding. Big wedding with money of interest. Big party with money of interest. Lot of exhibition of wealth, extravagance with money of interest. Obviously, we are not suggesting and we cannot suggest that anybody who is doing that is necessarily using the money of interest. Two things are different. But this happens a lot. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَىٰ. Allah has declared that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not give barakah with riba. If you see people who are not Muslim dealing with riba, and you see they are doing all right, that is not for us. That is muhla for them. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives muhla. You know, people cannot escape the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody can escape the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if somebody is doing something wrong, Allah will let them do it again and again. Because the more they do, the stronger punishment they are going to deserve. So that is a warning for us. What I am trying to say, my dear brothers in Islam, is that one of the important means of having barakah in our rizq is to avoid haram. Especially avoid haram in our financial dealings. Avoid haram in monetary transactions. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَىٰ وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla increases sadaqat. Subhanallah. It looks that you have given $1, but actually Allah has promised 10 back. Ajib. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever comes with one hasana, he will have 10 times more, 10 folds. Yurbi sadaqat. Every day two angels, they come down. And one of them says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, whoever spends, yani spends for the sake of your pleasure, give him. Ya Bilal, anfiq bilalan, wala takhsha min dhil arshi iqlala. Bilal, spend. Bilal, spend, anfiq bilalan, wala takhsha min dhil arshi iqlala. And do not fear that your money will go less from the one who owns and who possesses the arsh. Allah Azza wa Jal, he has a possession of arsh. All the treasures are in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes people spend money on their friends but neglect their own family members. People give money here, there, but neglect their own inner circle, neglect their own close relatives. There is a psychology behind it. Usually, people whom we deal with regularly, we also receive troubles from them. That is natural. If you are going to spend time with people, you are going to receive trouble from them. And because of that, whenever we have some money, we would rather spend here, there. But we will not give it to our own uncles, aunties, our own brothers, our sisters, our own cousins or nephews, nieces. People neglect, generally. What do we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one of the strong reasons for barakah in rizq is silatul rahim. Silatul rahim, maintaining the kinship, looking after your relatives, looking after your kinship. Whether they are good to you or not, that is something else. If they are not good to you, that is their problem. That is not your problem. If somebody is not nice to you, that is their problem. But do you want to have barakah in your rizq? Do you want to have barakah in your umr, in your life, which means barakah in your health? Do you want to be remembered after your death? Everybody is going to die, right? كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everyone will perish. إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون. Everybody at some point will go. How many people will be remembered afterwards? Every day, hundreds of thousands of people are born on this planet. Every day. Not every year. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people are born. How many of them are remembered afterwards? Do a survey. It's a very, very tiny percent of the people who will be remembered afterwards. In your own relatives, you will find some people who have died 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. When was the last time you read Fatiha for them? When was the last time you visited their grave? When was the last time you made dua for them? Man ahabba an yubsada lahu fi rizqihi وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever loves to have abundance in his rizq and whoever wants to prolong his athar, athar يعني your effect afterwards, your impact afterwards, فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ, then he should tie, he should maintain the ties of kinship. Your own family members, they deserve portion of your wealth. Your relatives, they deserve portion of your wealth. Your uncles, aunties, nieces, nephews, whether they are good to you or not. In fact, those who are not good to you, you should give them more. Because you are giving only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The more they are bad to you, the less haw of nafs is there. Because our a'mal, they also have sometimes share of nafs. It looks that I am giving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, but in fact, I want to be good. In fact, I want to do them a favor so that one day they might return the favor. Right? They have done something, well, I am doing something, so that people can say, well, this person, you know, he does not forget people. If somebody is bad to you, and you show kindness to them, that is only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding. All these are teachings in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we fulfill these teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, He is able to give barakah. Why not? وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the town, they have belief, they have iman, and they have taqwa, we would open the barakat from the heavens and from the earth. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is promising barakat from the heavens and from the earth. You will be surrounded with barakah. We will be surrounded with barakah, and the life will become very pleasant before the eternal present. May Allah give us tawfiq. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.